Une interprétation artistique de l'efficacité et du dynamisme. Bienvenue au Salon international de l'automobile de Genève. Bienvenue à la conférence de presse de BMW Group. Effizienz und Dynamik, artistisch interpretiert. Herzlich willkommen zum Genfer Automobilsalon. Herzlich willkommen bei der BMW Group Pressekonferenz. Sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, begrüßen Sie den Vorstandsvorsitzenden der BMW AG, Dr. Norbert Reithofer.
Meine Damen und Herren,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the BMW stand at the Geneva Motor Show. Here in Geneva, as you may remember, we placed full emphasis on efficient dynamics here exactly a year ago. We showed you our first models at the time that were both highly dynamic and fuel efficient all in one. And we also announced at the time that we would be equipping more and more BMWs with efficient dynamics as a standard feature. And now, look at the cars behind me on stage today. Look at the cars next to me on our stand. Here, let me emphasize again, ladies and gentlemen, that these are cars you can buy. These are cars for the road, not just projects for the future, not just projections of the future, but rather cars which are already highly efficient today. Efficient dynamics par excellence in every respect. These are efficient cars, as I've already stated, and we have to emphasize this time and again. These are efficient, highly efficient cars which are already on our roads today. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is only the beginning, because today, at our stand here in Geneva, we're also presenting the European debuts of the BMW 1 Series convertible and the BMW X6, and the world debut of the new BMW M3 convertible. And it goes without saying that even these models, these very powerful models, come as standard with BMW efficient dynamics. This means that we offer more dynamics, greater performance, which is, of course, our pledge at BMW, on less fuel, on even better fuel economy. Today, efficient dynamics is a clear advantage, an edge we have over the competition, and I'm convinced that this will not change any time in future. Things will remain this way. Right now, we have no less than 22 BMW models which emit a maximum of 140 grams of CO2 per kilometre. That is 140 grams or less. In other words, we have efficient dynamics not just in one or two special ecological models. Rather, we have efficient dynamics across the entire model range at BMW. This, of course, bears fruit, because when it comes to climate protection, we're best in class, we're ahead of the competition, and we're the benchmark manufacturer in our industry. This year alone, we expect to sell some 700,000 BMWs with efficient dynamics in Europe alone. So what does that mean? Well, I think from time to time, you have to consider, you know, what this means in practice with some simple facts and figures. Because this year alone, the fuel savings for all new cars we will be selling in Europe will amount to approximately 150 million litres compared to 2006. That's what we're saving. If you work this out in CO2, in carbon emissions, we're talking about a reduction of 373,000 tonnes. 373,000. Let me put it differently. If you transformed all the fuel that we're saving into electric energy, it would be enough to supply 780,000 people for 1 year with electricity, and the citizens of Geneva could go for more than 4 years with this amount of energy, the energy we're saving. That alone shows, ladies and gentlemen, that our innovations are taking effect. We stand by our commitment to lower the fuel consumption of our new car fleet in Europe by 25% from 1995 to the end of 2008. However, environmental protection does not just apply to our products. Rather, It, of course, also applies to the entire value chain within the company. And here again, we set the standards, we set the benchmarks in our industry, because energy consumption per vehicle produced was down 4.1% last year. CO2 emissions in production were down 10.6% during the same period, and we reduced effluent per vehicle by almost 35% over the last 5 years alone. While, of course, ladies and gentlemen, this doesn't help us, at least not enough, in the current political debate, but what is more important, in fact, what is most important, it helps the environment. We've received numerous awards for efficient dynamics, ladies and gentlemen. For example, the Green Award in Great Britain, or in Germany, among other things, the Green Steering Wheel. And I was very proud to receive that award from Mrs. Kunast of the Green Party in Germany. And of course, this makes us happy and proud. But we're not resting on our laurels. We want to achieve more, and we're planning already up to the next level. We're planning for the future. And so we ask ourselves, where can we open up new potentials? Where do we have new opportunities? Efficient dynamics also includes hybrid and hydrogen. Last year at the Frankfurt Motor Show, we introduced the BMW X6 Active Hybrid as the first full hybrid concept with a petrol engine. And in 2009, you'll be able to buy that car, the BMW Hybrid. It'll be in the market. And we have many new ideas for the future. Today, we'd like to present one of these ideas to you as an exclusive debut here in Geneva, the BMW Vision Efficient Dynamics. Maybe, ladies and gentlemen, to come to the car you see in front of you, this, of course, is an all-wheel drive vehicle. And this vehicle gives you an outlook at the future that BMW has to offer. This is how BMW drivers might well be driving in a few years' time. For the first time, we have a hybrid transmission on this car combined with a four-cylinder diesel power unit. And the result is really outstanding because fuel consumption with this vehicle is just 6.5 litres of diesel for 100 kilometres. For a vehicle of this size and weight, that is really, ladies and gentlemen, a revolution, a great improvement. And how this is possible, how we've made this possible, making this car so fuel efficient, that is what my colleague Kraus Dräger will now be presenting. I'd like to thank you very much indeed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 6.5 litres of diesel fuel on 100 kilometres, or 172 grams per kilometre, 172 grams of CO2. Those are really revolutionary figures for a car of this kind. But the question is, how is this possible? It's possible because we've really consistently continued and enhanced our concept of efficient dynamics, and we've enriched this concept of efficient dynamics with new innovations. And so let me refer now to some of these innovations. First, of course, the heart of every BMW is the engine of the vehicle, the engine of the car. Here we have a four-cylinder diesel displacing 2 litres. With variable twin-turbo technology, we have 204 horsepower, and output per litre, therefore, is more than 100 horsepower. That's a figure, 100 horsepower litre, more than 100 horsepower, would have been good a few years ago for every sports car, for even the most thoroughbred sports cars. Then we have a 15-kilowatt electric motor, which supports the diesel engine in accelerating, in setting off, in accelerating, and at the same time, we're able in this way to recuperate electrical energy when applying the brakes. Further down line, and I'm very proud of this, we have a new 8-speed automatic transmission. And this 8-speed automatic transmission we've developed together with our partner in development, ZF. In other words, This transmission is not only very sporting and fast, but also very comfortable when shifting gears. But one point was particularly important when developing this transmission, and that is to deliver the power of the engine efficiently, free of losses, to the road. Then we have a lithium-ion battery at the rear, which, on the one hand, passes on the electrical energy that we need to the electric motor. At the same time, it stores, it saves electric energy when applying the brakes in a recuperation process. Intelligent energy management, however, does not just end at BMW with driving as such. You also have intelligent energy management when the car's at a standstill, which is why we have a solar roof in the vehicle. With this solar roof, we're in a position to heat up the transmission and the engine fluid, which means that we are able to avoid the inefficient cold starts that cause such a lot of emissions. And last, but of course not least, this vehicle has special aerodynamic rims, which significantly reduce turbulence on the wheels. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, that the concept and the design of this new model, of this study car, is based, of course, on the current BMW X5. And the X5, as you know, is a highly successful vehicle, already one of the most efficient vehicles of its kind in its class today. Here we can show how even a large SAV, how even a large sports activity vehicle, will be able to offer consumption levels in future otherwise typical today of compact cars. Of course, all of these innovations we have here are being introduced step by step as part of our efficient dynamic strategy in our regular production cars. And together with our cooperation partners, in this case, Mercedes-Benz cars, we're developing a modular system with the various hybrid components. All of us will then be in a position in future to really benefit from the best of hybrid, putting together his or her components, and in this way, really choosing exactly the right car for specific purposes. And in a few minutes, next door at Mr. Zetsche's press conference, you'll be hearing a bit more about this lithium-ion battery that we've developed together. But there's still some time to come before that happens, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why I would now like to invite you to check out this concept car, this concept study from close up. Thanks very much indeed.